Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Mojo call. We do these calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning at 8 a.m. East Coast time. And they're just a great way to start out with about 15 to 20 minutes worth of Morning Mojo to put your head in the right mindset and to get your day started. So we love that our team, Global Revolution, hosts these calls, and we've got some great speakers every day who contribute to these calls, and it just makes it, you know, a great way to get that mindset going. So my name is Nancy Halsman, and I come to you from the Maryland marketplace. I'm an RVP with Team Global Revolution, and I'm honored to just spend a few minutes with you this morning. And, you know, this is such a busy time of year for a lot of people. And, you know, when I had to prepare for the Mojo call, I was thinking, oh, I got a million things to do. So, you know, I'm going to have to go back to an oldie but goodie. Because my reading is not so as much right this time of year because of the spring real estate market and ACN and the momentum that's going on there. So I went back to one of my favorite books that I think is so appropriate for this time of year when we all get busy and we're, how do we fit one more thing in and how do we keep up what we've been doing? And that is The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. You know, I love that book because this is the book that really teaches you discipline and teaches you why a little bit matters. And if I could sum up the book in like three sentences, this would be the three things that really stand out for me in The Compound Effect. And the one is that The Compound Effect is a strategy of reaping huge rewards from small, seeming insignificant actions. See, we don't realize that the small things we do every day really are the big things in life. Number two is you cannot improve something until you measure it. See, when I read that book many, many years ago, it really taught me about accountability and measuring results. And that is extremely important if you want growth in your life. And number three is always take 100% responsibility for everything that happens to you. Stop blaming circumstance. Stop blaming other people. You've got to take 100% responsibility. And when you do that, then you're in control. And when you know you have control, you can accomplish anything. So I'm going to summarize this book to you with what I like to call just little nuggets, little quotes from the book, as well as some of my own thoughts that I think really include key lessons in understanding the compounding effect and making it work for you. So as you all know, Darren Hardy loves Jim Rohn, and he's got a lot of Jim Rohn quotes in his books, and I think they're fantastic because I love Jim Rohn too, and his quotes are great. And the first thing that, you know, one of his quotes that he talks about in the book is, talk about things that matter with people who care. And, you know, he quotes Jim Rohn for that quote, and basically what it means is, guard who you're talking to. You know, not everybody wants to see you be successful. Not everybody wants the same thing you want. And if you're not putting yourself in a situation where you're with people who want you to grow, where you're with people who want to lift you up, where you're with people who are loyal to you, it's not the place to be. So think about that. Think about, you know, where are you spending your time with and with what kind of people? The compounding effect is the operating system that's been running your life, whether you know it or not. See, those little things that you do every day add up. You know, if you just made 5 peaking calls every single day while you're driving, your ACN business would be completely different than it is right now. That little compounding effect would make such a huge difference. And you know what, another thing he says about Jim Rohn that I find true in everything in life is there are no new fundamentals. See, one of the things I teach in real estate when I coach in real estate is don't chase the shiny penny. Don't chase all the new fangled things that people are coming out, want to sell you, teach you it's going to be so much better. It's basically fundamentals, picking up the phone, talking to people, building relationships, and calling people. That's what's going to make ACN work for you for both customer acquisition and for building a team. Success is doing a half a dozen things really well and repeating it 5,000 times. See, the most successful people in the world are the people with the best habits. They know which habits are result-oriented in the results that they want. You've got to learn that that's what you have to do all day long, the same thing. You don't need more knowledge. You need a new plan of action. See, some of us, we want to keep learning. We show up to convention after convention. We get up on webinar after webinar. Yes, that's really important, but do you have a plan of action with it? You've got to then go into action and not think, I got to learn something more. I got to learn something more. I got to get better at presenting. No, you don't. You just got to get a plan of action. Consistency is the ultimate key to success. Just like I said, 5 calls a day will change your ACN business. If you aren't better, if things aren't working for you, if you're not getting the results you want, you have to work harder. Listen, that's a hard truth, and none of us want to face that. We think we're working hard. The problem is we're not doing the consistent right things. And when you learn that, life actually gets easier. See, that's the one best thing that ACN taught me over the last 11 years was how to work in result-focused activities. The compounding effect is the strategy of reaping huge rewards from these small, seeming insignificant actions that you do. So you've got to really watch your habits or what you're doing that's going to build your ACN business every day. Remember that small choices plus consistency plus time will equal significant results. You've got to have all three. Never quit. If you never quit, you will end up being successful. Tony Robbins' no man land concept is when you're not really happy about your life, but you're not unhappy enough to do anything about it. This is where you become complacent. And you don't want to be on what Tony Robbins calls the no man land. You've got to do something about your life just by making small changes every day that will compound into outrageous success for you. Choice is the center of all success and failure. See, it's up to you what you choose to do every day. Do you choose to make 5 phone calls a day for ACN? And we all have time for it. The excuse, I'm too busy, is not an excuse. And you've got to learn that. You're all in your car. I guarantee you make 5 personal phone calls a day. I guarantee you, you waste a lot of time. You've got to replace that with 5 ACN phone calls every day. And that's when you will choose to make the biggest difference in your life. Too often we sleepwalk through these choices. We default to choices that our culture is telling us to do. Yeah, it's okay to stop by the bar and have a drink with a friend instead of making my calls. Or it's okay to go home and watch 2 hours worth of TV tonight instead of making a few phone calls. They're your choices. If that's your choice, then don't expect results. It's not big choices. You know, so what if I watch 30 minutes less of TV at night because I chose to make 5 peaking calls? That's a huge choice. Why? It's going to have a compounding effect that's going to change the outlook of my ACN business. See, you don't think these little things matter? But this is what will derail you from success in ACN. So choose consciously. Think about it. Think about these small decisions when you say, I can do it tomorrow. The answer is no, I have to do it now. Keep a daily gratitude journal. This really changed my life when I started doing gratitude journaling. Why? Because we all think we're the victim. We all think, poor me. Why is this happening to me? I'm going to be depressed. It's not going to happen. But when you start being appreciative and you write down every day people you're thankful for, things you're thankful for, situations you're thankful for, you will have more positivity in your life, and that will breed more positivity and more success. See, gratitude is acknowledging there are people in your life who have done things for you that you honestly can't do for yourself, but take you to the next step. by inspiring you, by saying the right things to you, by encouraging you. So choose who you spend your time with very carefully, because what you appreciate, appreciates. Think about that. If you want to be just like one of the top SVPs, you've got to appreciate them, and you will start to appreciate. You have to be willing to give 100% in relationships. Always take 100% responsibility for everything that happens to you. You alone are responsible for exactly where you are right now. And only you have the ability to change it. See, everyone has the opportunity to be lucky. If you live in a free society, you are lucky. If you're living in a country that isn't at war today, you are lucky. See, what are you writing in your gratitude journal? What are you being thankful for? See, the first step towards change is awareness. The best way to become aware is to measure. Writing down things is the key. So track your progress and your missteps, because it's a key for long-term success. Track that you're making 5 phone calls a day. You've got to write it down. You've got to hold yourself accountable. Track your behavior for 1 month. I challenge you to start today with 5 ACN phone calls every day for the next 30 days. Track that behavior. And in 30 days, let me know where you are, because you held yourself accountable. See, professional athletes, they know this better than anything. They are the biggest trackers in the world. They track their running. They track what they eat. They track their breathing. They track everything, or they wouldn't stay on top. See, all winners are trackers. You can't improve anything until you measure it and you know what you're improving. Tracking will revolutionize your life. The author states in the book, by tracking every one of his financial decisions, Darren Hardy changed his financial future. Merely becoming conscious of your actions begins to change them. So are you conscious of all your small actions? Because when you can create them and you have these compounding effects, you're going to make great successes in life. One small course correction can result in a big, huge difference. See, the difference that from the number one golfer and the number 10 golfer in the world is 1.9 strokes. But that prize money and the amount of money they earn is huge for 1.9 strokes. What's the difference? I guarantee you that guy who's number one practices and does more than the guy who is number 10. So you start by saving just 1% of your money each month, then the next month 2%, until you get to maybe 10%. He talks about Dave Ramsey's personal financing and how they do, what kind of behaviors they have. And he says that your financial situation is not because of how much money you make. It's 80% based on your behaviors, on what you do with that money you make. See, the earlier you start making changes, the more the compounding effect is going to work in your favor. The key to the success is, are you learning each day how to correct that compounding effect? No business is going to keep someone around just for showing up. You've got to continuously be in an action mode, not a getting ready mode. Your life is the result of the moment-to-moment choices you make. The older your habits are, the more they're deep-rooted into you. And they're harder to change when they're not good habits. So you've got to replace them with better habits. It stands to reason that since you've learned every habit you have, you can now learn new habits, no matter what age you are. See, if an airplane takes off and it's just 1% off course, let's just say it leaves LA and it was headed to New York. Do you know that 1% off course is going to cause it to land in Delaware on the East Coast? So that's why you've got to be very focused on the result that you're looking for. You want to be SVP, you better be making 10 to 20 phone calls a day. You know, but you got to start somewhere. So start with that 5. See, the most motivating choices in life are the ones you align with your why and your purpose. You need a deep why for doing stuff. That's why a why that is meaningful enough will cause this change in you. So what's your why? See, for me, it's to make sure I have enough for my daughter to go to college, to make sure I have enough that I can give her the wedding that she wants one day and give her a great start in life. But that means every day I have to compound those effects to get that result. I can't decide to do that 6 months before she wants to go to college or a year before she tells me she's getting married. I have to do it now and compound those effects. See, you've got to focus on that. The law of attraction is simply directing your attention towards something that's already there. That's why you've got to get into habits of compounding effects. Write this down. Write your goals down. You know, what do you need to do? And in ACN, it's simple. It's 5 peaking calls a day for customers and 5 peaking calls a day to encourage people to see the opportunity. That's it. You get great at that, you're going to SVP. So stop watching the news. The news just makes things worse. It saddens you. It stresses you out. Instead, make those phone calls. There's a difference between what you say and what you do. Winners, it's in their behavior, not what they're saying. It's in their behavior. What's in your behavior? Identify your triggers of your bad habits. You know, who's your bad habit? Sometimes it's people. Sometimes people lead you down the wrong path. Maybe your friend always wants to go to the bar. Maybe your friend always wants to watch TV. But what about your friend that wants to encourage you to do better, to build your business, to build a better life for your family? Where are you spending your time? Look at your habits. Start by eliminating the triggers. You know, stop lying to yourself. These bad habits compound, and they're going to put you in the opposite result that you want. So it's funny because there's a study that was done by Dean Ornish, and he's a behavioral guy with foods and different things. And he said he found it was easier for people to ditch their bad habits when they tried to ditch a lot of them at the same time, not just one, when they wanted to make great changes. So today is the day I want you to go out there and make great changes. Momentum is huge right now in ACN. Are you going to follow that train? Or are you going to be on the train on the couch watching TV or hanging out with your friends, not building? So it's up to you. The hardest part of momentum is the beginning, but it starts with that compounding. 5 phone calls a day. Like, it will start pushing your merry-go-round where then it goes into momentum and you don't have to push. But you've got to do those calls every day. So listen, I wish you the best. I want you to go out there, compound your life to the results that you want, and go out there and grab it. If you haven't read the book, The Compounding Effect by Darren Hardy, I honestly suggest you pick it up and you change what's compounding in your life today. Everyone, take care and have an awesome day.